Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe bunts towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk takes first base on ball four. Rolfe moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rolfe scores. Selkirk moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Selkirk scores. Keller moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Keller scores. Dickey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a line drive into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk who is chasing the ball. Gallagher reaches third base with a triple. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallagher scores. One out. It's 3-1, Yankees. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Rolf moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. John Whitehead now pitching. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henrich. The throw from Suski and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henrik. Hefner reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rolf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Siski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strange moves to second. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strange scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Selkirk moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Selkirk scores. One out. It's 5-3, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-2 in the game. Siski strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for John Whitehead. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Harris now pitching. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rolfe hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henrich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Henrich reaches third base with a triple. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.